Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back. Let's dive into, how about some marketing? Can we talk about some marketing today on the Everyday Saturday podcast? Your host, Sam Crowley, the guy that gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, only to be embarrassed, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, the laughing stock of the Buckeye State in Ohio, only to come back. And, hey, what do you know? 16 million downloads of this silly little podcast later, the most amazing coaching clients in the industry. I mean, the most amazing. Got a coaching client I'm meeting in 2 hours. It's 4:30 Eastern time on Wednesday. Angeline, private client, flew in from Dallas, and we're going to dinner tonight. All day mastermind tomorrow in my office, the Everyday Saturday headquarters. And then more of a mastermind Friday morning, and she flies back. Would you like to do that? Would you like to come to Ohio and mastermind one-on-one? Do it. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. Or you don't have to come to Ohio. We can do it all via Zoom, baby, via Zoom. Either way, let's get that thing launched, that dream of yours. Hey, marketing, FOMO, F-O-M-O, the fear of missing out. FOMO, you ever heard of it? Well, really good marketers use this, and I don't mean about this silly scarcity thing. Hey, this page is coming down in one day, and then you check back. Like, let's say, hey, it's Thanksgiving. The page is coming down on Black Friday, and then you check back 4th of July next year, and it's still there with the countdown clock at zero. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these are people who have, or when you launch your business, or if you currently have a business, you got to use a little bit of FOMO, that fear of missing out, meaning, hey, I've got something really cool going on here, a lot of momentum, a lot of energy. I can help you get from A to B, whatever that is. Here's another marketing tip. It's up to you to decide what that means. People just want to go from A to B. They don't expect you to change their life, find them a new spouse or a significant other, get their bank account up into 10, 20, 50 grand a month. That's their job. They want you to get them from A to B, to get going, to create that momentum, whatever that looks like, doesn't matter. There's a million different services that you can provide out there, and you can get your very own Saturday, financial freedom, doing what you want, when you want, with who you want. When you look up the clock and you say, I can't believe I got to stop doing what I'm doing. I love this so much. Like when I work with coaching clients, I love it so much. I can't believe I look up the clock. I'm like, today's over? No more calls? This is cray cray. So FOMO, the fear of missing out, how can you leverage that in your business? You know, let's say you're a dentist. Let's say you have a limited number of packages available, you know, that involves cleaning, x-ray, what else? Just right there is $250, maybe more in real cost. I go to the dentist every 3 months. Why? Because I don't trust myself to my own having to floss and clean. So I go every 3 months. And I love my dentist. I found my dentist through this FOMO thing that he did back in 2004, but it was direct mail. 2004. And I'd be lying if I told you it wasn't location driven. He was close to my house, but he offered this package similar to what I'm talking about. Come in, get x-rays, cleaning. I think it was actually two cleanings and an x-ray. It was $100. And I knew that was at least three times that in value. Anyway, that's one example, the fear of missing out. Come on, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know that you can leverage this in your own marketing, in your own business. If you're a contractor, if you're a mortgage company, a lawyer, there's a fear of missing out. And maybe there is a limited quality available, or there's a deadline. Like it really does end on a certain date And there's that fear of missing out. You know, a lot of marketers now, online marketers, are going the way of no webinar replay. Like, this is it. It's a live webinar. You know, I'm doing it at noon Friday. Make sure you register. There will be no replay at all. So be on there live. Now, why would a marketer do that when they know most people watch the replays? Well, I can tell you from my own experience, most of the purchases happen on the live webinar. Give an example. Can I give you an example of the FOMO and this? I did a podcast training a couple years ago, and I didn't do the replay. And, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I did do a replay. I remember it was a Friday at noon, and I offered a replay, and I think I sold my podcast training for $1,000. It was a 4-week live webinar. I think 25 people bought it, okay, at $1,000. Then I did the replay. I had more people watch the replay. I think there was 50 people, approximately 47 to 50 people, 25. That's a pretty good closing rate for a webinar. 25 out of 50 bought, okay? But they were highly qualified. These are people, I removed a lot of people on my email list. Look, if you were getting emails from me, by the way, right now, go to everydaysaturday.com and you were getting emails from me and you haven't gotten one in a few months, that's because you haven't opened one in 6 months and you got removed from my list. I did a purge probably 2 months ago of everybody who hadn't opened an email in the past 6 months. So if you want to continue to receive emails and you kind of like those emails, the motivational, inspirational ones with some good marketing tips in there, just go back to everydayisaturday.com, put your name and email in, and you'll go back on my list, okay? But that was kind of a fear of missing out. So let's say I had 50 people on the live webinar, okay? 25 of them bought. I think I had 30 people on the replay, and I think 3 people bought, okay? So why would marketing companies have no replay? Well, maybe they have the same stats that I had, is that most people buy because those are serious buyers that show up. Okay. Either way, use the fear of missing out in all of your marketing. Make sure that you understand what that looks like though. All right. Don't do the cheesy false scarcity. It's coming down, but then it never comes down. If it's going to come down and it's not going to be around any longer, then tell everybody that. But make sure that you have a limited time, a low rate, a free trial. Free trials are great, man. Hey, I'm offering a free trial to the next 10 people, or this coupon, go to this link right there. You know, you can, if you work on WordPress, there's a plugin called Pretty Links, and you can redirect anything through there. You know, for example, if I wanted to do a free offer, I could put, you know, any flipping domain name out there, and I could just go everydaysaturday.com/free offer. Through Pretty Links, it's a free plugin. It's so super easy to use, guys. It's really easy to use. This is great for affiliate marketing, that if you got some wonky URL, it's great for my podcast. You go to Every Day is Saturday. This is how Pretty Links works. Try this out. Go to everydayisaturday.com/iTunes, okay? That redirects to that long, stupid-looking URL that iTunes gives you that takes you right into the iTunes store to my podcast. Now, I can't put that. The link is like 8,000 characters long. Nobody would ever remember it, but they'll remember everydayisaturday.com/iTunes. That's a pretty link. That's run through my WordPress site, and all of it is free. There's no charge for any of that. No charge to put it on iTunes. No charge for the redirect. None of that stuff. Guys, take advantage of the fear of missing out in a good way, in an ethical way, with integrity, okay? Would you market it this way to your mom? All right, that's always the litmus test. Would I be proud to market this way to my own mother? All right, and the answer is yes. Hey, mom, I'm taking this down. Free 3-part audio series on how to make your move. Mom, check it out. My mom would be like, I've been listening to you forever. If she was still alive, she died 22 years ago. But if she was still alive, she'd be like, Sam, I listen to this stuff all the time growing up. I don't need to pay for it. By the way, why would you charge your own money? I can teach you something like that, you know. Anyway, try it out. FOMO, fear of missing out. Leverage it in your marketing. Leverage it in all the things you do in an ethical way with integrity. Your business is going to do better for it. You're going to get better clients. Your revenue is going to go up, way, way up. And you're going to be excited, man. All right. I got to get ready for the coaching client coming into town. I'd love to coach with you. I'd love to help you out. I'd love to help you launch that dream. Go to launchwithsam.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.